Okay, Rabbi, shalom, shkach to everyone who's coming today. We'll try to have a mini for mincha, yes, for sure. Okay. The Gemara in Sota, and the Mem and Amr Aleph, three lines in the bottom. Rabban Ami Mehacha, Adena Konim, Hashem Lalus, Besandalei, and Laduchen. That Kohanim are not allowed to wear their shoes when they go up to Duchen. V'zeu achas miteisha takonos shehiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And this is one of the takonos, one of the nine takonos that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made. My time, la mishum kovod tzibur. So isn't it mishum kovod tzibur? Let's see, Rashi has the gear salam mishum eibsa the tzibura. The nation is staklim begod of hasuim. Nation is staklim begod of hasuim the midoso, bahagbos yodov, the nirin sandal of the tzibur, the hainain ruim liros, mibne titch alayim. So Rashi has the girsa aimtsu the tzibur. We have the girsa kovet tzibur. What does that mean? So how does Rashi explain that people are going to look at his shoes and they're dirty? Meaning, when normally I assume that the way the clothing they used to wear was sort of like a gown, you know, the man I'm talking about, right? So usually when you have a gown, so that could cover the shoes, but when you pick your hands up, so then the gown gets lifted up also, so then you can see the shoes, and if the shoes are dirty, so it doesn't look nice. Stalking begodim means the begodim come off, so to speak. They're lifted up. So then, hasuyin l'midoso, because they're made to fit his measurement. Bagbos yod, the venirim sandal of l'tzibur, feinen ruim liros m'tei titch aleim. So the Gemara says, maybe that's the reason. So the Gemara says, no. Amar vashilo hasom shema nifsika lo ritzua b'sandolo, V'hozil ozil l'miktarei v'amri ben grusha ben chalutzahu. See Rashi. Dima miftaka ritzua u'gnai hu la'atzmo. It's a gnai. Umislotzim alav kshesandalo muteras v'yosiv lemiktere v'chaverav mevarchim v'asi lemeimer ena roil l'stias kapayim v'alach v'yoshav lo. So maybe what his shoes are going to become unlaced, and he's going to go off to the side to fix them, and they're going to say that really the reason why he's doing it is because, even though he's from the Mishpacha of Kahuna, but maybe his father married a Grusha, which makes him a Grusha Bechalutza, which makes him a Cholol, and therefore that's why he's not participating, and therefore he went off to the side. So even really he went off to the side just to fix his shoe, but people are going to start talking about that. He went off to the side, you see. So people are going to say that he's not Roy LeKahuna. And that's what the Gemara seems to say, is the reason why you don't go up to the Duchen with your shoes on. Not because of the reason of the Kavarat Tzibur. So let's look at the Rambam on page 2. So the Rambam writes, mitakonas ezra shelo yalo hakonim leduchen besandaleim el omdin yichefin. Yichefin literally means barefoot. So the kohanim shouldn't go up, but they stand barefoot. Now the question is, so does that mean mamish barefoot? What about, could you wear like socks or something like that? So let's look in the Hagos Maimoni on the bottom. Peg Basra Roshonam Rina Shimi Takonis Rabbi Yochanan and Zakai Perkei when the Mar first time Mishum Kovet Tzibur. If Ashi first time Hashem Metifsuk Lo Ritzua B'Sandolo V'Ozil Lemikterei V'Yomru Ben Grusho Ben Chalutzuhu. Because of Rav Yad, Rav Ashi Shori Bote Shokai. So Rav Yos says that according to Rav Ashi, what does Bote Shokai mean? So that's like, I guess, closest thing to modern day socks, or some type of stocking, socks that they would wear. Because according to Rav Ashi, it's Shema that it's going to the Ritzua is going to break. So these don't have Ritzuas. So then the question is, what about if you have a shoe that doesn't have Ritzuas either? So do we say Lo Plug? So that we have to see. So let's look in the Torah. On the next page, on page 3. Chay mitzvah so yachlos min olav. This is Zohi mitachonis Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Shelo yolo leduchen ben min alei. Okay, that's pretty straightforward. So let's look in the Beis Yosef. I didn't bracket it, but let's look in it nonetheless. Os Hay on page 3. Came mitzvah so Yachlis Menolov Shozoi mitakonis Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Perk Basa the Rosh Hashanah Perk Yehna Nemorim Mefarsh Meratayim Hashem Tifsuk Ritzu Misandolo Yosef the Mikterei V'chaveir V'morachim Vosu L'mei Mer Ben Grusho Ben Chalutzuhu Uficha Cholach V'yashamlo. Because of Hagos Maimonius, Besof Hilchas Tefila, the Mehacha Bucha had the Bote Shukhaim Shari Lisa Kapov. And that's what we just saw. Kaloma, the leg of the Mecha Shusha Tifsek Ritzua. Masha Filu Mi Afilu Bote Shukhaim Shall Or Kamar. Came into Leis Bahu Ritzua. In other words, even if your the socks are made out of leather, but since there's no string, there's no Ritzua, then it's Mutter. Yehavu Shal Or Mayhavi, Aval Sandolim Ubinolim, but when it comes to shoes or sandals that are not Bote Shukayim, but they're the actual shoe, Aval Pisha Ein Behem Ritzuas Osur, Lo Plug Rabbanim. But it's a Lo Plug. So when it comes to the shoe, even if you have a slip on shoe, you can't wear it to the Duchen. Stam Gozu B'chol Sandanelim Uminol. But then he writes, Yosin Nirelum of the Bakte Shukayim Shal Or, Osur the B'chol Sandanelim Uminolim Heim. Then he says, no. If your matay shokayim are made of ore, so that itself is like a sandal. Next page. So apparently Botei Shokayim do have. I guess the Botei Shokayim were like more like a type of stocking or something that they would wear, you know, covering the leg. You know what I mean? Because you have to realize that they probably didn't have pants. So they had this like a robe, and then they had something that they were covering their legs. So the Botei Shokayim were probably closer to something that covering like a stocking, covering the legs, than just a sock. You understand? Because again, I think the assumption is they didn't have pants, they just had a robe. So then what was covering their legs? So they had these Botei Shokayim. So apparently the Botei Shokayim, you know, went up to the shok, to the thigh. Probably went all the way from the foot up to, you know, more close to what a stocking would look like today than what a sock would. And apparently they had ritzuas. So l'chora we should have bimachme, because maybe those ritzuas would get messed up. So he says, when it comes to a shoe, so if the shoe is, you know, the string of the shoe is untouched or something's wrong with it, so that looks more embarrassing. But here, the string on the Botei Shokayim was probably covered up with the rest of, with the clothing, with the gown on top of it. So it wasn't so even though there was a string there, but it wouldn't just be as embarrassing. So he says that it could be that the Botei Shokayim that are mutter are Haynu Botei Shokayim v'chasayim yachad. In other words, they're basically Botei Shokayim that basically become, or like pants. So then, basically, the ritzua was the belt. So you don't have to worry about the belt. But if it's not something that goes up all the way, then maybe you do have to worry. But Harishon Yosef, near Yosef, that you don't have to worry about Botei Shokayim. And then he quotes the Rambam, Kosa Perkidal Hilchas Tefila, Halachavav, Shalom Yalakonim, Luducham Sandalem, and Omdim Yechefim. Mashmid Varv Shalom but they shukayim lo shum davar. From the Rambam's mashma yichayfim. Yichayfim means mamish bear. Yichayfim lagamri. The Rambam noch perishu lo kosov Rambam yichayfim elo lemaid minol. You could say yichayfim just means that you should wear your shoes. It doesn't mean barefoot literally. Barefoot means there shouldn't be shoes on. But it could mean that the Rambam is holding barefoot is really barefoot. And therefore, in other words, mehechitesi, that maybe the Rambam meant, held that you can't even wear socks. I don't know anyone who's, I don't know, any kohanim anywhere, you ever see anyone be machmer? The Rambam's barefoot? I don't know. I'm sure there must be somewhere, someplace, somebody's. So let's see how it's brought in Shulchan Aruch on page 5. There's the Shulchan Aruch. Lo yalu hakonim leduchim b'minolim. So the Shulchan Aruch passes Bote Shokayim is Shari. Hagav Yesh Machmir Mehim Shal Or. So, and the Ramah only quotes the Chumrah of Or, but doesn't quote the Chumrah that. Because there's one day in the Beis Yosef that seems to say only if the Bote Shokayim are basically the pants. So then, and the whole Ritzuah is going to be like the belt. But Lamaisa Bate Shokayim, we say, is Mutter. And the only Svara that the Ramah quotes a Chumrah is that if the Bate Shokayim are made out of leather, so then maybe they are too similar to a shoe itself. So apparently, there would be Bate Shokayim made out of leather. Tell you the truth, I don't know, did the Bate Shokayim necessarily go on the foot, or was it just on the shok? I don't know. It's hard to know. It's interesting, like, they know what, you know, it's like if there's a certain clothing that we have today, that we all know about, and 1,000 years from now, we're going to write about it, and no one knows what we're talking about, so they knew exactly what they were talking about. This was like a part of their dress. So the shok is in your thigh. So it's hard to know exactly, you know, but it was something worn under the under the
shoes.
Under your shoes, right.
Something
like a sock that probably more like a stocking, like I'm saying. That's probably what it was like. Let's see the Mogen Avraham. Hey, Vesh Machmir, Nirali Davkish, She'en Magim, Ella Adar Kuva, Mukshirin Bertsua, Obuseret. Well, this is talking about the Shalor. Mehemach Magim, Adat Atzileim, the Hemach Nasayim. The mamish go up all the way, shari. Venerally, the shall beg in the mchupa or shari b'cholin. Okay. Okay, so it seems that in postgame the socks are mutter. It's interesting because you look in another place in Shulchan Aruch on page 6. This is in a Bote Shokayim, it's brought down on page 6 as well. Siflam and Mishi, right? There's a din that if a person has a deformity, so he's not supposed to be Noses Kapov, because people are going to look at him, right? So Mishi Yeshlo Mum Beponov or Beyadov Konchehem Behaknios, he has some like type of taras or akumos, or they're bent. His hands are bent, or akushos, they're also type of bent. So lo yisas kabe b'nei sha'am mistaklim bo. V'hu hadin l'mi sheish mumin beraglov, b'makom sholom leduchen, below batei shokayim. So he says that if you have a mum, so normally in your leg, so normally it would be covered up anyway by the batei shokayim. But he says if you're in a place where the minhag is to take off the batei shokayim, so then you can't duchen. So apparently, when there was a, even though in Shulchan Aruch says that batei shokayim were mutter, but apparently there was a minhag even not to, to take off even the batei shokayim. So the mela then it would be exposed. But it's interesting that he doesn't say, well, let the guy go up with his batei shokayim. Right, that's what I thought it would say, right? Because if batei shokayim mikra din, you're allowed to keep on. But I guess the minute is everyone's taking it off, so that you have to take it off also. And if that will expose the bull, then that's that part is used for growing up with duchen. But it's interesting that in this halacha, it's Ivlam, you say that there were places they took off the batei shokayim. So let's look in the pre-chadash, page 7. Then he says, "Chosov v'sefer sherech nesagdola." The second column, "Sheinu nochon mashem menichem on minolim lematim and haduchen le'in kol b'shasa bracha minolim gluim le'in kol akol v'neyak haduchen." Okay, then he just says that it's not right that you should put your shoes, right exposed, that everyone can see. When you take off your shoes, it shouldn't be exposed. You should hide the shoes. Tzarech la'atzniyah osamu mokam tzanuah tachat. It should be under the bench. It shouldn't be like there's a row of shoes lined up. It's not nice. Ha'muchu perkeim ne'marim g'asin ha'samar v'yitzchuk lo'om te eimet tzivar alechash v'ekonim v'neim klapiyam v'chveim klapishchinah, etc. And then he quotes the covered tzivar thing. Can you slim on Africa Bishop Madam Sabah to Bad Shukai for or Shari Shishlo Mualim Tahtayim and Mahalak Bashuk Bati Shukai Grady Tsarak Mahalsam should cover the Sibu. Avan Gav the Maskan Asik Ravashi, Time Shayna Kanim or Shayim Lalos Bissadalay and Shem Tifsak or Tsub Sadalo, and on the field Hechad the Lost Shayak Time to cover the Sibu, also Shem Shema Nifsaka. Time to cover the Sibu is so. He says like this, that if a person, apparently if your batei shokayim were made out of leather, so you could really walk with them in the street. Because, right, in other words, if you had this sock that's made out of leather, and it basically is a sock plus like a, goes up on your leg, so the minute probably was that they would still put a shoe over that. But if you didn't, and you could walk in it in the street, so he says that you can't then olam l'duchen, because even though there's no hashash maybe out to the ritzua, but still, now that you're walking in the street, that means you're getting it dirty, and then you'll have the first reason, the covered seabor. So there was the Pichadosh is claiming that the covered seabor reason was never totally rejected. The covered seabor reason was never totally rejected. It was to say that even if the covered tzibba reason is not an issue, you still can't do it. But if it's expression of kovet tzibur, like you have something that's very dirty or something like that. I don't know. Your socks are very dirty, and you're gonna go up, and people are gonna see it. So it's also not proper. So that's what it says. When they had the batei shokayim that were exposed, they also should not go up with them. Now there is a chiddush. I saw Rav Avadya Yosef quote from the Sefer Vayomer Yehoshua. No, Vayikra Yehoshua. I'm sorry. The Sefer is called Vayikra Yehoshua. And I think we had to go to the basement, get it from the basement of the library to get this Sefer. You see, it's like an old, I got an old page. You know, I think the page came out. You know, to see what it says here. It's amazing how many Sfarim Rav Avadya Yosef has. You know, like he had all, I assume all the Sfarim he has is in his own private library. He has every Sefer Psak probably that exists. So he says, Chasam HaShulchan Aruch, said, hey, lo yalo akhanim l'duchem bin menolim, v'et akhanis v'v yochanan ben zakei, v'sota, v'isa shem v'gmar, v'ani lishu v'chad lishnu, v'ani kovat siva, v'ani shabash shem v'tisla v'tzu, v'ani shabash shem 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 v'tzu, v'ani אבל כשאין עולה לזוכן, אלא עומד בקרקע, מבורך, נצרח לחלוס. ולא שלך משום קובץ היא ברלקה, אל היכה דנירה בעל יוס לדוכה במנוע ומרגלו. אבל כשאין עולה אין נירה בזוין לציבר, פן אידך נשמע, שם התפסק לו לצוע, שם בצלדו ללקה, דדאפיה בעל יוס או איך למייך השם התפסק, וטיפו מעל רגלו. יחזור למקטרי, אבל כשאין שם עליה לקל המכס להכי. So tell me what do you think he says. Tell me what the chiddush of the Sefer Vayikra Yehoshua. By the other lashon, the lashon of
so that applies by the dafka b'aliyaso. It says also that we're only choshish for that only when they're going up, that we're going to be choshish that their shoes are going to become on time.
Yeah, so, okay, so he's on the right track here. Where are we going? Hi, Mike. So it's like this. See, there is a question, and we'll discuss it, when we speak about duchen, you know, duchenin. So duchen literally means a platform. And that's usually our minhag, right? That Yeshua usually has some type of platform, and the Kohanim go up on the platform. even at the Kotel, they have these little platforms that the Kohanim go up on. And then we'll have to discuss, are these platforms we prove or not? Did the Mamash need a Duchen to Duchen? Or the Midrash was to use a Duchen, but it's not really part of the Mechiv. So he says, if you look carefully in the Lashon HaGemara, it seems to say that this requirement of taking off the shoes only is if the Kohanim are going up on the Duchen. Because if they start doing Birkas Kohanim, say there's no platform. You still can, assuming you can still do Birkas Kohanim without a platform. So then, and basically they're going to be on the same level as the people, so then you're not going to see their feet. Right? If you're on the same level, I don't necessarily see your feet. If you're raised, then your feet are mamash in my eye view. So then, if it doesn't look nice, so you want to say like this. According, you know, Allah, the pre-chadash, that we still maintain the reason of coming at Tibor. So he says that Tzad, the coming at Tibor, and that only applies if you have dirty shoes. Totally need to be elevated. If you're, there's no dochen, there's no platform, and you're doing Birkas Kohanim without a platform, then it's still, you could wear your shoes technically. And then the other thing of Shema Yifsak, so technically speaking, you know, the way I always set it over, you know, is that your shoes are going to untie. But I don't know if that's necessarily what it means. I think that's an incorrect. What does it literally mean? It means that the lace is going to bust. It's going to, if so, it means it's going to tear. Not that, in other words, when you're walking, I guess every once in a while you could trip into something and it'll tear. Not that it's going to untie. Because they're untie, so then what difference does it make if it's a shoe or a batei shokayim that they could also untie? Or so I think he's saying is that what the chashash is, while you're walking up to the platform, maybe your shoe on the way up will get caught in something and that will make it rip. But if you're not walking up to the duchen, then maybe that doesn't apply. I think that's what he's saying. So Bevela, his chiddush is, if you just stop doing Birkas Kohanim and there's no platform, then maybe Taka, there's no requirement of taking off your shoe. This is a huge chiddush. That's why I had to go to the basement. Yeah. Get it from the basement, this chiddush. This chiddush they don't keep on the regular stacks. This one they keep in the basement. But let's see that inside one more time. In other words, what if all the Kohanim are on the platform and he's on the bottom?
Yeah.
He didn't go up. Could he duchen? I don't know. It looks strange. Like if everyone's going up and he's not, it looks like, I don't know, like we, I don't know if we can make our own gzeiros, but you know, but like it looks strange. Like lechor should be a kal v'chomer, the madoch, you know, you have these things that whenever one kohen is like doing something different, so then we don't let him duchen because he looks different. So maybe this is nichlal in that.
Right. But here's a guy not.
Yeah, you have a point. You have a point.
This is how we learned
of
the
mindset. Okay, so yeah, that's how he's learning of the Gemara in Sota. I just want to get back to the original comment of Hagos Maimoni. And Hagos Maimoni makes the comment that the Batei Shokayim how do you understand the Hagos Maimoni? How come Batei Shokayim is not a problem? Is it because there are no strings by the Batei Shokayim or because we're not Choshesh it's going to get torn? Only the shoe will get torn. The Batei Shokayim are higher up. So it's not going to get torn. But it's most in the Batei Shokayim. Why are we make up by Batei Shokayim? Yeah. So originally I thought maybe it was, there was no laces by the Batei Shokayim. But if you look in the Beis Yosef on page 3, when he says, Kosev HaGos Maimoni, he says, is that because there is no Ritzua? Or Lake Lamechash Shetifsak Rufu? What does Lake Lamechash Shetifsak Ritzua mean? Because there's no Ritzua? Lake Lamechash Shetifsak Rufusua? Well, there is a Ritzua, but still Lake Lamechash Shetifsak Rufusua. How do you learn Pshat in that? What do you say? Any suggestions? See, originally I thought it means because there was no Ritzua, but now I'm not so convinced. Maybe it just means that Lech L'mechash Tifsach Ritzua. Because maybe it's only like on the shoe, so you, when you walk on something, you know. Okay, let's look in the Radvaz. Radvaz is a tshuva on page 9. Shalta muta lakonim lalos laduchan bejilik. obishrihilish. Tame shall or, elishain dorsim bemogamakarka. Tabikari muksasa, so machsos, suspehem, sandal machemshim, achnisim boharegel, imagilic. So, first, what's the case that he's talking about? There was, you had this thing that covered the foot, but they would never walk on the karka with that thing alone. If they were walking on a mat, they would walk with that thing. Maybe some type of sock of sorts. Like a sock, we wouldn't necessarily walk out in the street with our socks, but if we're indoors on the carpet or something like that, we would walk. So he says, "Truva gasin perak elon and mara main akonim rashan alos b'tzad aleim l'duchon." Zachas meteshet akono shetikin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rav Rabbi Meir Kosov shikto at Chodesh Ezra. Number of shnei tamim shim kovet zibor. Rashi Yom Hashem nifsa kol or tzuva sandolo. Wasn't a victory. Rami ben Chalutza or ben Grusha. Zachas be good. Lo shayach had mihani taimi. Dimishum kovet tzibur ain klon lahem elkshu ola b'menolim shum alach ben b'shuk. So there's no, you don't walk with this in the shuk. Adra b'machlus hatogumar ma'lo is klon hu lamad lefnei echad men atzorim b'glai mihefim ala b'matei shukhaim o b'gilak v'ein chilak l'in yedzeh ben b'matei shukhaim l'gilak l'shulam afo pishem shulor v'yatam sheni hadov v'bar d'lekel mechash l'midish or ein behem ritzuos. So here he writes b'fevish ein behem ritzuos. Shosif a Rambam ela omdim yichefim lifshulayim minuk bezmano mukom lubosh lobotay shukam vugil. Oh, so he says the Radvaz. The reason why the Rambam says yichefim is because in the time of the Rambam they didn't have socks, so you wear your sandals on barefoot. So it means we took off your sandal, you were bare. But today we have that, the concept of a sock, a stocking, a sock. So then the. There's no chashash. It's not going to go on the karka, so it's not going to get dirty, and it's not going to go on the. There's no chashash of shabatifsak sandolo, either because, I don't know, there is no sandal, there is no ritsua, or because it's too high up. Says, that's the question. The takana was only mindle, the sound of a havel, the lo losif al takana. Yigatzar the cruise. Miu mein zman kor shar kohanim yichefim yamu gam hu yachef. That's what we saw in the Shulchan Aruch. If the rest of the kohanim are mamish barefoot, then you should be barefoot also. Akidei kach that if you have a mum, then you can't duchen. Even though technically speaking, if all the kohanim would wear the socks, you would be okay. But over here, it's not the case. Let's look now on the Zera Emes. Says the Zera Emes. Miyom shamanati al daiti nahakti min nahakti bebeis haknesset shalil lachlos min alayim shal beged. Shasasiz kapayim. Idem ridan echem et hakon shiiskim reb yochanan ben zakkai. Yichaltzu hakonim min alayim. Shasasiz kapayim. Zalgdai de shashi misum kovet zibur, shalayu min alayim ut zibur. Im hat tit shalayim. Masik dayne taim ishum dudum un yifsog itzuz min alav chayish dilma chayim alav azil miktvi beodo shakon im achayim parsi yadayim. Ve'eis pik pik chad mitzur rabban al zeh ve'od mo dushar batik tizuz einu nogim kein. In other words, what did they have? They had min olim shall beg it. What does that mean? What min olim shall beg it? No. It's like sneakers. What's the idea of sneakers? Non-leather shoes. Say you have non-leather shoes. So do you have to take them off for duchen? So he says originally he thought for sure you have to take it off. Because both reasons apply. You walk in the street with it, and they have the ritzuas could... He says that one of the Rabbanim said maybe not. That a lot of shoes, they're not makpid if the shoe is not made out of leather. Nearly Daphne Shane McGee Harkuva. A disfield Daphne Mugger Shish Hashash, Yifsa Karatsu, a few lucky, lost through Elbishal Or, the Lobishal Beggar. King Ishsal, who the Mimolim shall beg it. In other words, maybe just like they matted the Bate Shokayim, because the Bate Shokayim, because if you hold our shall beg it, so maybe if the Minol itself is shall beg it, it's also Mutta. But he says, "Achen the fiyah emesiyef shalomar came. Ve'elach haloshon ve'isiyos etosvav. Tach muchen vada shachaim shari lisa kapav. Alkein klomar d'leg lemechash b'hu shatifsak ritzua. Mashma fiyah vada kshayim shal or kamar came in the lesbim ritzua. Yav shal or may have it. Alo menole vachal pi shayim behem ritzua sasa. O plug rabbanu. Stam gozer b'chol menolem sadolem. Yosin nero lid vada kshayim shal or also, b'chal menolim sadom of him. Lo yitir el bate shukam she'enim shal or. Miu zel osin hagoz. Hechi shari afil enim shal or. Shari koshim usam ritzus. Sam machla kuva. Yigil mech Hashem tivsak. Evshad b'chai shal ab. Shenifsak ritzus sadolom. Shignayu lo umis lotzizim ulov. Shad sadolom uteris. Aval bataris bate shukayim. They also had. Leis leganai kuli hai. Inari bate shukayim shari hainu bate shukayim sam yachashen musharim ela b'masnai leg lemechas lo b'psichs ritzua. Aval bate shukayim sheinu megiim ala rakuv v'regiim v'koshim sham ritzus v'adem chlal agurheim v'him filin shalor v'achalu shalor. So basically it says that whatever's a shoe, even if it's made out of, not made out of leather, that was the Takanas Chazal, that you can't wear shoes. So that's how we normally assume that if the Kohen is wearing leather non-leather shoes, he still takes it off. Let's look in the Aruch HaShulchan and see how he brings down all these halachas on page 12. Yes, Adam? Right. I guess that maybe those Rabbanim held that reason was rejected. Pashup Shad and Gemara seems it was rejected. The Prichadish said it wasn't rejected. But one could learn that it was rejected. So let's see the Aruch HaShulchan. Yud Alef. The Kodesh Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Shelo Yulu HaKohanim B'Sandaleim L'Duchan El HaCholtzim V'Tam D'Molim Shelo Mayu K'shurim B'Ritzuas V'Chashash Shem B'Tifzuk Ritzuas M'Sandaleim V'Yoshev L'Chashav Yishev L'O Yivarech So he says, no, fakir, to go up to Duchen barefoot, that's also not covered. So it means wear your socks. And even though, I guess at the time of the Aruch HaShulchan, a lot of the shoes were just slip-ons. Right? So he says, no, even though there's no laces, there's still a low polygra button. It's like Gadovish and Esa Beminion. Right? If Chachamim makes an Isser, the Rabbanon, and with a minion of Rabbanon together, not a minion meaning 10, but they voted on it, so to speak. So and they asked it, like Rav Shecht always quotes the din, like Refuah B'Shabbos. They asked it, Refuah B'Shabbos. So even though the reason why they asked it is because why? You're going to come to, you know, make it on Shabbos, and today, you know, you're going to take a pill, you know, you're going to come to grind, it's not Shabbos, but that's called, it's called the Dovah Shabbimidin. The Chacham asked it, so when, even if the reason doesn't apply, they still asked it. And until another Bezdin comes that's greater, we can't repeal it. Bound by that halacha. So even the shoes today, says the Aruch HaShulchan, you can't wear. Oh, so now he writes in Yud Beis. What if you have a sandal minol she'ena shel or? He says, well, what if you have, a slip-on sneaker? You have slip-on sneakers sometimes? Yeah?
They do have
them. They do have a slip-on sneaker. So he says, slip-on sneaker that's not made of leather, you can go up to the Duchen. Because it's not nichlal in the lopug of a, it's not called a minnow. Because, you see, you can wear it on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, and the chashash of the laces is not shaykh. So the Aruch HaShulchan says an unbelievable thing. Even though one could have said, hey, what about covered tzibur? You walk in the street with that, but he's not bothered. He's Yud Beis. In other words, if they have laces, then you have to follow the time, and the time that the laces can get untied. The water is mutter. לפי זה ליש לספולה רבין רמו שכוסב על חצת דבותי שוחיים יש מחמירים הם של אור ונוגו להוקל קצת מקומוס ואיך אפשר לומר כן לא, לא בשל אור גם מינול בוטר. Whereas, what kind of Matei Shokayim is he talking about? It must be Shal Or. Because if it's not Shal Or, then by Minol itself is Mutter. Tzorach Lomit Kamasu Balek Neshokayim Sheish Bem Kshurim Kay Gavna Bem Minol Osir Kamosh Kozu Balek Neshokayim Mutter Tol Eil Kshurim Gozu Behen Sheim Beregel. So as he wants to say, if you have Matei Shokayim, even if they have ritzuas, it's mutter. Chem shel or the bzed domim leminol aser gam bekishurim elu. Meish mikishakos of shel begem chupor mutter. When he's standing there, is a direct chain of kishurim. Let's say minol bzed mutter bekishurim aser. Wow. So this is a chiddush. This is probably against the Pri Chodesh, because the Pri Chodesh would say that there's a din of Kavod Tzibur. So if you walk in the street with the slip-on sneakers, that means it potentially can get dirty. So then it would be Aser. But he's saying that there's a low plug in all shoes, but this is not called a shoe. And if it's a slip-on and it's not shell, so it would be mutter. So Rav Avadi Yosef has a tshuva here, Chavadas on page 14. He says certain Kohanim that don't want to go up to Duchen because they can't take off their shoes. So could they rely that they just won't go up on the platform? I guess maybe old men, it's hard for them to take off the shoes. Could they just duchen by not going up to the platform? And he quotes, that's where I got from, the Vayomer, Vayikra Yoshua on page 15, the third line. Because of he says maybe gam in the third first line is gam ein darko lachashol shel psikus ritzua shem tzolno shein esim mashkichim kol kach musanolo shu omed lamata. Because if it's omed lamata, you have another svar to say that even if his sandal gets ripped, it's no big deal. No one's going to see it, so he doesn't bother. So he writes, Rav Avad Yosef, in the end of the second column on page 15, last line, Tenira Sharotza Lusmach al Achronim and Mechilin, Kidei Shal Yisbat al Gam and Mitzvah Sniz Kapayim Vach Yisrael, Mitzvah Rabba V'chashuv Mol, Vaday Shein Maznichim Oso. V'chadvim Mitzvah Kiboy Koh Chosei Dvorach Holtzim and Adam Gatanz Chazal. So he says there's what to rely on. As long as he doesn't go up to the Duchen. Now, Stam is a question whether the concept of having a Duchen is that Likuva or not. So he writes in the footnote here, on the right side of the page, page 15, by the asterisk, Minadover Borosh Ein Etzim Lalil Duchen Chova Klal. It's only mitzvah min amufcha, and he quotes the Shutra Dvaz, which we'll see soon. If the Shliach Tzibur is a Kohen, and he's the only Kohen, So what should you do? He's the only Kohen and he's the Shlich Tzibur. So he says the best thing to do is if everyone, the people would come in front of him. Normally, the Kohanim are facing the people. Maybe the people could move around, you understand what I'm saying? The people could move so that the Kohen who's davening Shemona Esrei doesn't have to change. They'll just move in front of him. So they'll do duchening by just, normally the person will face the opposite direction because the people are on the other side. Maybe he just could face the Aron like he is and the people will come around. So he says that would be the best thing. And he says that you don't have to worry that when he's davening, he's not on the duchen, right? He's not on the platform. So it was he? Mshiach Balz from a makin. Shlich Tzibur is not supposed to be high up, and Shlich Tzibur is down. So he's obviously he's not on the platform. So if you're going to tell the people to go around so they can be in front of him, but he's not on the platform, the answer is the platform is not Likuva. So it's more important that he not have to walk in the middle of Shemona Esrei than the people coming around. So from that line in the Radvaz, Rabbi Avadi Yosef says, you see from here that there's no requirement to... to go on a duchen for Birkas Kohanim. Just a mitzvah min amufcha. And if you look at the Prima Gaudim on page 17, in Mishpato Zohar Vos Chaf, he says, "I am Magen Avram. Milas duchen u'mokam sha'olam hakohanim, and levush loshem yishmol duchen itzdeba. It's a platform. Ma'achshav olam amalos shulfnei arun kodesh. And now our minig is to go on the stairs in front of the arun kodesh." So if you look in the page 18, that's the Eshel Avram of Buchach. And that too can be confused with the Eshel Avram written by the Prima Gaudim. This is the Eshel Avram of Buchach. So he says, what does Duchen mean? Lalos le Duchen, okay? Shall it call a poskim? Lashon Abriyas, I'll shave a Duchen. You say Duchenin, because you go up on the platform, but the whole platform is not Likuvah. Have Shein Shir meha Duchen. Can you shame? She can pochas me yud tfachim die. We like an pochas me gimel tfachim. Koshu aliyah misuyemis. Even maybe if it's only two tfachim, it should be okay. Chav v'vesa vidra shakadu she minogam poshut mikodam bo ilukan sh'om mirak lefnei oran ha-kodesh ala karka. And he said, the Buchacha said in his shul, even before he was the rabbi, there was no platform whatsoever. The Kohanim just went in front of the Aron Kodesh and Duchen. Chadome Shechenu Bekame Kehilas Kedosh Rabotei Medrashim. In front, B'mekubotzim Asara Be'ezer Be'ez Dirish. Especially if you can have a minion in someone's house, they're probably not going to have a platform there. I've seen sometimes in shuls they have a roll-up carpet. They roll out a carpet and they put it in front of the Aron and the Kohanim. Rabbi Abayi said he thought that doesn't really do anything. It's just to keep your feet from getting dirty. But he didn't think that, Rabbi Abayi Bechal told me he doesn't think there's any chova of a duchen per se, to go to a duchen. But I've seen this, you know, roll out the red carpet, so to speak, and they go on top of it. So they're elevated by a quarter of an inch and less than that.
That means that counts as like a difference?
Well, I think some people are doing it, they think that that's counts. But even the Buchacha says there's no shear, so... He says that he thinks it's mitzvah to move kolalos ala madrega, and it should be at least 3 tefachim. And he questioned it. Then if you look at the Pesachei Tshuva on page 19, so he writes, Omdei Meduchim, Tshuva's Beis Yehuda Bin Hagei Argil, and you should know, I tried looking it up in the original source of the Tshuva's Beis Yehuda in the Min Hagei Argil, and I couldn't find it. I looked. So we'll have to see it from the Pesachei Tshuva. He writes, Tehuli Yehuva, Tavka Meduchim. That you need a duchen, it's for yikuva. You need a platform. If you don't have a platform, you can't do brichas kodesh. Luisi bedachim shakonim ruben v'ne duchen machzigol. And he says no. You see that people are not bedachim. Even the Jews that have platforms, but there are a lot of kohanim. So then everyone gets the spirit of the platform. I don't know, well, they have Berkus Kohen in the Koto. Does everyone get to stay on those things? Or probably not. Probably there's so many Kohen in that area, so... And this is the Tshuva. Look at the Ben Ish Chai for a second. On page 20. He says, if you don't do it, then don't just say, I don't have to do it. If you don't go up on the platform, you consider the Mishanim and Divrei Chazal. So he says he thinks it's proper. He thinks that's Mishanim in Dibre Chazal. So the one sheet that it says Likuva was in the Pesachei Tshuva from Sefer Beis Yehuda Min Hagei Argil, which I couldn't find. I found the Sefer Beis Yehuda, and I found the section of Min Hagei Argil, but I couldn't find it. Maybe one of you could look and see if you can find the Tshuva Beis Yehuda Min Hagei Argil where he quotes that Likuva. And I was interested to know who says that it's actually you see, the Vayikra Yoshua says that the whole din of the Sandalim is only when you're all over the Dukkha. That's assuming that you could do it without all over the Dukkha. But even the Ben Ishkai is not saying it's Mikuva, he's just saying that it's not right. Not to have a platform. Now this is the truth of the Radvaz. Beis Knesses, Shein Shem El Kohen Echad. So what should he do? So he suggests that idea that the people should come to him. Yosef Nachon, Shiyamar Akon B'Komo, Lefnei HaTeva, V'yachzor Kol Ha'am, in the fourth column, Lefanav, Kedei Sheyu, Shechlal HaBacha, She'ein Aliyah L'Duchan Ma'kevus Klal. That's what you write. She'ein Aliyah L'Duchan Ma'kevus Klal. So he doesn't, Cohen has an amputated legs. You see that this halacha is more important. Because as a result, if you have mumim and you can cover it up by wearing shoes, so we don't let you do that. And then Rav Moshe says that if all the other Kohanim are taking off their shoes, and you're not, so that's also a shinui, that's also. And then he quotes the din, that Batei Shuk Chayim, he quotes that din, that Shavu Yisrael Kapav Misha Yishlam Mokum Sha'olim Duchim below Batei Shuk Chayim. Ah, the Mechaber Paskins, that you don't need to wear, that you can have your Batei Shuk Chayim Allah. Yeah. And he doesn't quote anyone arguing. Okay, so we should mokum shenogu below botei shukayim who shall look it in. Okay, nechi vatal zeh sheyish lo mumim ragel mitzvaso b'shvil minik shall look it in. So tzarech lomer, tkeim shal koponim, dogim kolam, kom pam lalos l'duchim below botei shukayim, he zeh sheyol vati kashino yu shehigrim shistach l'dom. Because even though, well, what's this minik that they take off the botei shukayim? I thought the Mechaber himself says he can leave it on. But it must mean that if the Lamaisa, everyone's doing it, you do differently, you keep your socks on and everyone else takes it off, then that's not right. So even as a result, you're going to lose out on doing Birkas Kodem, because if you keep your socks on, you would cover the mum, and it would be okay. And it says, if local woman all your clothes in Roman Shahul, the Matal Mitzvah is defined. Okay, good. She is from a woman named also Mulalo to Medolo. It's real kind of the Matal Mitzvah is defined. So what does he say here, Roshan? Because if somebody knows about it, if somebody doesn't have legs, he's going with fake legs. So when he's wearing his shoes, he looks normal. But if he's going to take his shoe off, then it's going to be niker. Even if he's going to wear socks, then it'll be noticeable. So the question is, can he go up with the shoes? So if a person who wears shoes, they're going to know that he has a mule. So what is his matter to go off with the shoes? He says if people know that he has the moon, so what about that other din in Shulchan Aruch? Says, in other words, if he's going to, the case in the Mechaber, where he's going to take off his socks, then they'll see the moon. So he says that he doesn't go up the duchen, right? And we don't say let him go up the duchen with his socks. So he says, Mustabe Shashina Mashi Yala, the Bate Shokhaim Shosa Shistaku, Bohumishum Shayavinu, Shemashu Ola, Bate Shokhaim Shalokumo Shanogo Sharkorim Tashi Shalmum. The people will say, the reason why he's wearing his socks when everyone's going up barefoot is because he must have a moon. The fact that everyone's wearing barefoot and he's wearing socks, that's not a problem, Lachora. Because just like people can wear different color socks. He says, no one says everyone has to wear the same color socks. Right? They don't have to coordinate. You don't have to worry that, oh, this guy has interesting colored socks. People are going to look at it. Finish a minute, lalos because it's closed. Ain't lasso lechad me alos yachif, shame movement, raga rakwa. Bob yachif also lechad me lechad me lechad me lechad וכשנוגם אלוס בקוס, יכול לאכל אלוס בו דשוקיים למחבר של בגד וחוב בן רואה ובלילים. So he says it's not, it's that the issue is, see what's the issue? It says in Shulchan Aruch, if a guy has mumim, and if he wears his bote shokayim, it'll be covered up. But everyone in the community duchens without batei shokayim. So now he can't duchen. So why can't he duchen? So Moshe says it's not because that he's going to look different, that everyone's taking off his batei shokayim and he's wearing it. Because we never have a uniformity in socks. So it's the pshat is, people are what? She avir shemashu olam shalom kumos shenogim shakona who mitzad sheish lo mum baragraf. People are going to know that he has movement. So what? They're going to look at him, even though there's nothing to look at because it's covered up. But they'll still look, even though there's nothing to see. So therefore he says, but if everyone knows about him already in the community, so then, if everyone would know, then that din of the Shulchan Aruch wouldn't apply, he says. Because if everyone knows he has a mum, then he could go out with the socks, and everyone could go barefoot. So the Shulchan Aruch says that everyone's going barefoot and he's going to wear socks because he has mum, he can't do it. That's only, it's not Dosh Miyuro. They don't know about it already. He's not a frequent person in the thing, but they already know about it. So it's not such a, so they're not going to start looking at him. In other words, even though there's nothing to look at because it's covered up. So therefore, Moshe wants to say a big chiddush. He wants to say, that if a person has amputated legs, so, but if he wears the shoes on, he looks normal. If he takes it off, then it looks strange. So he says that he could, He says he can go up even with the shoes. Because if he doesn't go up, they'll think he's a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. And the fact that he's wearing shoes that everyone else is not, that's like one guy's wearing blue socks and one guy's wearing white socks. But that's not a problem. Especially if he's a Kohen Yechidi. Think about it. Read this truba again. We'll talk. Okay, we'll dive into it in a minute or two.